Preteklo nedeljo 18. junija smo pri klubu Trigla v Sidneju se udeležili že 15. podelitev priznanj za najzaslužnejše Slovence za leto 2016 v New South Walesu in obenem tudi praznovali 26. obletnico slovenske državnosti. Lepo povdan se je pričel s kosilom in nato uradni del prireditve in kulturni program, v katerem so bili tudi govori strani slovenske in avstralske vlade, slovenske skupnosti in klubskih predstavnikov, preden je bil podelitev priznanja uspešnim dobitnikom. Danes vam bomo predstavili nekaj odlomkov te prireditve. Najprej boste slišali častnega konzula Republike Slovenije za New South Wales Anthony Tomažin, ki je takole dejal o Sloveniji.
Včasih se postavlja vprašanje, ali bo Slovenija lahko napredovala in se uveljavila v svetu. To je zelo dobro vprašanje, saj danes pač ni mogoče nikomor prepovedati splošnega razmišljanja ali zapovedati, kako naj misli v svoji domovini, kadar je v tujini ali v stiku s tujci. Kot Slovenci se moramo zavedati, da bo Slovenija uspešna le, vkolikor ji bo uspelo govoriti z enim glasom. Danes Slovenija uživa podporo in spoštovanje vse mednarodne skupnosti. Slovenija je gospodarsko napredna država, ki se je prva med novimi članicami EU kvalificirala za prevzem skupne evropske valute. Slovenci smo v bistvu dobrosrčno in nadarjeno slovansko ljudstvo, ki že tisoč let govorimo svoj jezik in imamo svojo kulturo. Želim vam in Sloveniji veselo praznovanje.
Na to je zvezni poslanec za sedež Fowler, Chris Hayes, povedal.
It's a pleasure for me to be here today and I do go off the apologies of the deputy leader of the Labour Party in the federal parliament, Tanya Plibersek. Who you all know is of a Slovenian heritage. But it is interesting to be here celebrating your 26th anniversary of independence. And many of you here, or if it's not you, it's your forebears, have made their way to countries like Australia since the 1940s. And your contribution here has been wonderful. It's actually made this country great. People come from all over the globe to this country with their hopes and their dreams to do something for a better life for themselves and their families. And I think that's what many of your people, particularly that had to fight so hard, the courage and determination of the Slovenian people is well and truly understood.
In še poslanec v sedežu Cabramatta u New South Walesu, Nick Lalić.
Can I thank you all very much for being here today at the Slovenian National Day. So ladies and gentlemen, can I congratulate you, can I congratulate Slovenia? The great work that you've done over the last 26 years, this is the 26th anniversary. But can I congratulate the club as well for the great work that they do in giving the community awards, the achievement awards to the people that have done things, not only for the Slovenian people, but for the rest of the Australian community. Because by you keeping your tradition and culture alive as you do here, and as I hope all other nations do as well in this country, it keeps us together. It shows us that we can live together in peace and harmony. We do not have to dislike somebody. We don't because of their religion or because of their colour or from what country they come from. As long as we all love our neighbours, respect our neighbours, we'll all get on good together.
Pevski zbor Južne zvezde pa je tudi predstavil dve pesmi, med njimi znana pesem Siva pot. Podelitev priznanj pa je vodil pomočnik voditelju pripravljalnega odbora Walter Schuber in na to so Kristina Schuber, Stefani Fabjančič in Danica Šajn predstavili letošnji dobitniki. Dobitniki pa so bili mladi Slovenec leta James Koželj, prostovoljec leta Silvo Pahor, starejši občan leta Emil Hrvatin, priznanje za avstralski slovenski dosežek Rebecca Hall, priznanje za avstralski slovenski dosežek Mark Sariha in priznanje za izredne dosežke v kulturi Štefan Šernek mlajši. Vsem letošnjim dobitnikom čestitamo za zasluženo priznanje skupnosti in upamo, da jih bo še več na preditvi naslednje leto za leto 2017.